This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is the tax deadline in the United States, and when the envelopes are slipped into the mail, it's often accompanied by a silent prayer about please no audit. But as Dan Bobkoff reports, the IRS says it will audit fewer people this year.
The IRS wants you to know it's tough on tax cheats. It also wants you to know it doesn't have enough money this year to be as tough on tax cheats. Joshua Blank is with NYU's law school.
We hear a lot about people going to prison for tax fraud, but at the same time, the IRS needs budgetary resources.
With a smaller budget and staff, the agency says fewer than 1% of returns will be audited this year. The IRS hopes that number will get a hostile Congress to increase its budget. Economist Joel Slemrod of the University of Michigan says there are consequences to less enforcement,
which in turn hurts everyone else.
Former IRS Acting Commissioner Kevin Brown, now with PricewaterhouseCoopers, says the IRS is also losing the deterrent effects of what happens when someone tells all his friends about his audit.
And here's what they caught me on. They caught me on a home office deduction, or they caught me on something else. I had to write a big check. Geez, I hope you don't ever have to go through that.
The IRS hopes it can simultaneously scare you and scare Congress into giving it more money. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.